with Roseau County Sheriff Steve Gust and Roseau's Police Chief Ward Anderson, Julie Pollan from Life Care Public Health, talking about Medication Take Back Day. So what is that, Julie?
On Tuesday, August 6th, from 12 to 4, we're going to have a Medication Take Back Day across Roseau County. It's just a Roseau County event, and we're partnering with All True Clinic, Life Care Medical Center, Life Care Public Health, the City of World PD, City of Roseau PD, and Roseau County Sheriff on this event. And our goal is that people bring in their unwanted, unused, unneeded, discontinued medications and medications that have been expired. We want to get them disposed of properly.
So they're at the two PDs. Award, how much do you collect in a typical year?
We average about 150 pounds a year that we take down to Fawson to have incinerated. But I'm glad to partner up with Steve and Julie and Wade to do all this, to bring more awareness to it, because we think there's more out there. So Julie has done great work in setting this whole thing up to bring awareness and a day for everybody just to bring them in.
Steve, what makes this a good thing? Why is it a good thing?
Well, it's community cooperation with people to get the stuff off the streets for possibility of getting the wrong hands. And we, at everyday job, we're fighting the opiate epidemic, and that's our main goal, is to reduce that problem in our area. And it's a good cooperation.
Is what Ward's talking about, 150 pounds a year, is that a good, I mean, it's a good thing, but is it a typical thing for, especially for the counties that you're part of?
I would say there's a lot more, we hire pounds to collect and dispose of properly. Just in my job as a home care and hospice nurse, I see that people have lots of medications that are outdated, as an example, that they just keep and hold on to, that really should be disposed of properly. So I would say that number should be way higher than it is.
Mm-hmm. What happens if people don't do that, Steve, or what could happen, I guess?
Well, it gets in the wrong hands of people that are addicted to other opiates that we see every day in our job as far as fighting that. Overdoses, deaths, young kids getting in the hands, not saying that they're addicted, but it could be young as babies or anything that puts up in their mouth. So just get it out of the household. That's not needed.
Ward, what happens to the pills? What do you do with them after you've collected them?
We take them down to Fawston, and then they have the incinerator, and EPA and DEA, they have strict guidelines on for us. Like, two of us have to bring them down there. So it's usually Wade Steinbring from the World Police Department, what he collects and what I collect. Driving to Fawston, and then we actually have to, they have to be weighed, and then we have to watch them go into the incinerator.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Julie, you have done these days before. Have they been successful in the past?
We have never done this day before. This is a first-time event, and what I see is that people that have access to the service use it, meaning World has the site, Roseau has the site. People use it, but I want them to take fuller advantage of that. So it's an educational opportunity. They realize every single day they can go to one of the police departments and hand back in the drugs they don't need to use anymore. But the Badger-Greenbush area doesn't have a site. So that's why we thought it was really important that we do this countywide and that we have a site in Greenbush. So Sheriff Gust was willing to have a staff member help us there, so we're going to be at the fire hall there. So really, it's a countywide event. Everybody should take advantage of it. If it doesn't matter if you live in the county or not, we'll take the medications back. But yeah, we just thought it's really time to do this and make an emphasis of it and have people realize the service is there every day, but to really use the service.
Hope it goes well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Julie Pollan, Steve Gust, Ward Anderson on Wild 102.